Beetroot juice, used by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects, caused waves at the last Olympics. Clinical studies prove 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. I've been using it, and this product is excellent. Beets are a nutrition goldmine, so call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. That's 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's guest is nutritionally oriented pharmacist, a PhD, and certified clinical nutritionist, Dr. Ross Pelton. He is currently a scientific director for Essential Formulas, the manufacturers of a product well known to you, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, but also now with a new, I think, very exciting innovation, something called RegActive. I urge you to listen to part one of today's podcast because we roll out the concept behind this exciting new probiotic that was recently discovered and is now being distributed and popularized by Essential Formulas. RegActive, Dr. Pelton, just give us a summary again of what the uniqueness is about this probiotic.
Sure, Dr. Hoffman. The new RegActive line of probiotics from Essential Formulas contain as their foundation an exciting new strain of probiotics, a Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. This was discovered back in 1995, found to have extremely high antioxidant capabilities, and over the last 20 years, scientists have been researching how and why this new ME3 strain of probiotic produces such a strong antioxidant activity. They find out that the main underlying feature is that Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is able to produce glutathione in humans. And glutathione is called the master antioxidant. It's charged with protecting all of the area and all of the components inside every cell in your body. But we know as we age, after about age 20, people start to lose about 1% per year in their ability to synthesize glutathione in the body. And if you have exposure to environmental toxins or nutrient deficiencies over time, you're less able to actively synthesize glutathione. But now with this new exciting strain of probiotics, we can actually have glutathione being produced in your body every single hour of the day. And in addition to the antioxidant functions of glutathione, it's also the master detoxifier in your body, helping to get rid of things like oxidized fats and heavy metal toxins like mercury and lead and cadmium and arsenic and environmental and agricultural pesticides and insecticides and herbicides. So it's a broad range product. In fact, because glutathione is so important, we're telling people that this new line of probiotics with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 goes way beyond what most people think of as the concept of a probiotic. This goes beyond the human gut. We're calling this a multifunction biological probiotic because of the wide-ranging, system-wide benefits of glutathione.
So you mentioned, you know, conditions where there's not enough glutathione in the body, but of course, disease states, you know, for example, patients who have HIV, for example, or patients who take very, very powerful drugs, they've been found to have low glutathione. Patients with advanced cardiovascular disease or neurological disorders are, you know, found to have a low production of glutathione in the brain or in the heart or wherever the organ is affected.
And another thing, Dr. Hoffman, is Tylenol or acetaminophen is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States and worldwide. And, of course, the way the liver handles Tylenol or acetaminophen is it uses glutathione to detoxify it in the liver. But if you're taking a medication, any of the pain medications that contain acetaminophen or over-the-counter preparations that contain it, you're actively depleting your glutathione levels. And then, of course, also alcohol gets detoxified in the liver with glutathione. So if you're a drinker consuming alcohol and you're taking a acetaminophen-containing medication, you've got a double whammy depleting glutathione, which really predisposes you to liver damage.
But, you know, what's interesting is that in medicine we learned, and this is way before I was even into nutritional medicine, my early medical training, we learned that the antidote to Tylenol toxicity, which can kill you, you actually can have liver failure and you may need a liver transplant, is to give this substance called NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
Yeah,
it's a medicine. It's a medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's of interest to me that some of these regacted products contain N-acetylcysteine. So you get kind of a double whammy. You get the organism which synthesizes glutathione, but you're also giving the building blocks which are necessary for making the glutathione, cysteine being one of the three peptides that make up glutathione. It's cysteine, glutamine, I always forget the third one.
The third one is glycine.
Glycine, right. Glycine.
But yeah, we're giving some of the nutritional precursors along with the probiotic that is actually actively producing it.
Right. So that, you know, sounds like an a product with exciting potential. So one of the areas that concerns us in the area of toxicity, has to do with residues from, it's sort of a byproduct of the GMO food phenomenon. You know, there's questions arise about, are GMOs safe? Are they natural? But one of the problems with the GMOs is that the fields can be sprayed with a lot more glyphosate. Glyphosate being a pesticide, a GMO food is engineered not to die when it's sprayed with glyphosate. So whether or not the GMO food is bad for you, it does enable the crops to be really liberally sprayed with glyphosate. And there's a concern that we're getting more glyphosate than we need. Now, some of this gets into our gastrointestinal tracts and creates damage. Are there implications for the use of RegActive against pesticide residues like this?
Absolutely. One of the several alarming things about the residual trace amounts of glyphosate that we're getting exposed to, it selectively kills your good bacteria, so it's going to upset your microbiome. Glyphosate also inhibits the cytochrome P450 detoxification enzyme, so there's another way that it interferes with your detoxification processes. And by two different mechanisms, glyphosate inhibits your body's ability to synthesize glutathione. And then we also find out that glyphosate is a very effective chelator of almost all minerals. Magnesium, calcium, manganese, iron, all cobalt, all these minerals are being chelated by glyphosate. So that'll create problems in the human GI tract, but it's also creating massive problems in the environment, because we're creating dysbiosis in the soil of our planet. And then the plants are not able to absorb these minerals, and you end up with nutritionally deficient plants. So there's just a lot of really serious problems with the glyphosate being applied on agricultural crops around the world. Glyphosate is the most commonly used herbicide or weed killer worldwide. And in addition to the agricultural use, Dr. Hoffman, it's also widely used residentially around the United States and around the world on lawns and gardens. And people just don't realize the exposure that they're getting by just kind of unconsciously spraying this weed killer on their gardens and on their lawns. So it's a real serious problem.
Well, you know, I have some work being done on my garden, and I got a call this weekend saying we're going to do a garden treatment. I said no, I absolutely never do glyphosate. And there's a gal who's coming to visit me this weekend who's pregnant, and I said, no way, no how are you going to spray this weekend?
Yeah.
You know, wait till Monday, because you know, we just, especially in pregnancy, we just really don't know what these substances are going to do.
Absolutely.
So
we understand the mechanism of with glyphosate is that it blocks a metabolic pathway in plants that produces, and also bacteria, that produces the aromatic amino acids, which are tryptophan and tyrosine and phenylalanine, and that's what kills the weeds. But when that gets into your gut, it prevents our bacteria from producing those amino acids, and they are the precursors for serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine.
Wow. Okay.
So there's the suggested link that glyphosate residuals are contributing to the astronomical increase in the incidence of depression and anxiety in the last 20 years or so.
Well, you know, certainly there's a lot of ways in which disrupting the gut flora can affect mood. I mean, we know that there's a gut-mood connection. I recently talked to Dr. David Perlmutter, who's actually started something called the Gut-Brain Journal, where several times a year they're going to publish several articles in each issue that link the GI tract to various types of mental and emotional disorders. So clearly
that's fabulous.
Yeah, there's some real implications there. So let's get back to the topic of probiotics. So, okay, now you got this great company, and I've been really an advocate for Dr. Ahira's probiotics with 12 different strains of probiotics in it. It's a very diverse product that puts back a lot of different flora. Because sometimes, you know, what we discover is that sometimes just using one doesn't take. So I like the idea of using a little bit of a shotgun approach to restore the GI tract. Also, there's prebiotics in there that help feed the probiotics, so it's a great product. But so do you see, has this company looked at the compatibility of Dr. Ahira's with the RegActive? I mean, is it advisable to, you know, when you start the RegActive, you stop the Dr. Ahira's, or are they complementary?
Absolutely, and good point to bring up, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. Ahira's probiotics remains the premier probiotic for remodeling the gastrointestinal tract. There's nothing at all like it because there's no other probiotic in the world that is produced the way Dr. Ahira's is produced with this 3 to 5 year fermentation process that allows the bacteria during the process of fermentation to produce all of the nutrients and the immune system enhancing components that other probiotics don't begin to produce until they get established in the GI tract. And then you also mentioned the important factor that we're using 12 strains of probiotics, and we now find that multi-strain probiotic products are much more effective than single strains. And so we really at Essential Formulas emphasize that Dr. Ahira's probiotics is very synergistic with the new RegActive products. And I personally take 2 of my Dr. Ahira's every morning and 2 of the RegActive probiotics every evening. But we really think there's a fabulous synergism by using both of them.
Right. So, yeah, and that's, I'm going to plan to recommend that for my patients and, you know, maybe make it available to our patients directly in our dispensary, because I think that's a good add-on to the Dr. Ahira's mm-hmm. products. So we're learning a lot about the microbiome. Can you share any insights about, you know, some of the implications of the new research on the microbiome? We now know that it has implications for weight, for insulin resistance, for diabetes, for immunity, for a myriad of functions. So what's the latest?
Well, it's a fascinating story, Dr. Hoffman. I take people back a couple of hundred years to Eli Michnikoff and Louis Pasteur, who were some of the first great names in microbiology and bacteriology. And a couple hundred years ago, Louis Pasteur created vaccines to cure cholera and tuberculosis and rabies. And so he was an absolute rock star in his time because he cured all of the major diseases in his time. It would be like one individual curing diabetes and Alzheimer's disease and cardiovascular disease all at the same time in our time. But one thing Louis Pasteur did is set in motion the concept that bacteria are bad, they cause disease. And that's persisted for a couple of hundred years until we started to realize there are good bacteria, they're very important. And the Human Genome Project came online and cost a lot of money and took quite a few years to sequence the human genome. One of the major goals for the human genome was to understand the causes of common chronic degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and heart disease and diabetes and create cures for them. Well, that aspect of the Human Genome Project was a total failure. We did not get any cures for major common diseases from the Human Genome Project. But what did happen that was very important in the Human Genome Project was the development of incredible technology that allowed us to sequence genomes very quickly at a much less expensive cost. And that funded the Human Microbiome Project.
Right.
So now we have the funding from the Human Microbiome Project where we're looking at the microbiome and the DNA sequences in the bacteria in our gut. And what's really interesting, we know that there are 10 times more bacteria in the human body than there are human cells in the body. But what's even more fascinating than that, out of the Human Microbiome Project, we learned that 99% of the DNA in your body is the DNA of your bacteria. And so they are critically important for regulating almost everything that goes on in your body. And so this is the real new frontier in medicine, whereas for a couple of hundred years, there might have only been a dozen or so scientists that were important in advancing bacteriology and microbiology and probiotics. Now there are thousands of scientists working 24 hours a day around the world with equipment that is millions of times more powerful than anything that was used in the past. So the research into the human microbiome is just accelerating at exponential speeds. And I expect that in the next 10 to 15 years, enormous breakthroughs will take place. We're just on the cutting edge of this new revolution.
Well, yeah. For example, they're now able to correlate the pattern of the bacteria in the intestine to various disease states. So they've done this, I believe, for autism. They may be able to do this for other types of conditions, maybe neurological, brain conditions, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. And it's complex, and it seems that sometimes it's not just one probiotic that's like, say, the magic probiotic for weight loss. We're always looking for that single magic bullet. And while, you know, RegActive and Dr. Hiras offer us a lot of support, I don't think it's so simple as like a drug-like model where you take one drug to treat a condition. It may be that our goal is overall balance and synergy among several, maybe dozens of helpful organisms.
I totally agree with you. And one of the most important things that we're discovering is not only are specific strains of probiotics very important for different reasons, but one of the most important things we're discovering is that good health is associated with wide diversity of
yes.
probiotics. And
yeah,
so you've got to have a lot of them, different kinds.
And explain that concept because, you know, it kind of sounds counterintuitive. It's like the more germs, the better. Aren't germs bad? Don't we want to eradicate these bad bugs? And it turns out, no, when we use disinfectants and antibiotics and we diminish our antibiotic load, it leads to poorer health.
Yep. And also they're finding out that people that are raised in a less sterile environment, like kids that are raised on farms get exposed to more bacteria, they have a stronger immune system.
Yeah.
They have a better population of bacteria in their GI tract. So, yes, the sanitary, to the extent of washing your hands with sanitizers every time that you touch something, that is not a good idea. Just the concept of having a wide range of different types of probiotics in your GI tract is a healthier condition. That's why we advocate, especially with Essential Formulas and Dr. Hiras, a probiotic that contains 12 different strains of synergistic bacteria will provide many more different benefits than just a single strain.
Well, let's talk dosage because, you're rolling out these new products. We're gaining experience with these products. I guess to some extent it's going to depend on clinical results, but do patients have to take boxcar loads of these probiotics to get a good response?
That's another great topic. I'm glad that you brought it up. There is an increasing dialogue in the scientific community now about the fact that high-dose probiotics are probably not good on a maintenance basis. Because I think people have a misconception that when you take a probiotic, you're taking your bacteria. You're not. Probiotics don't maintain your innate bacteria. They are bacteria that promote and enhance the growth of your good bacteria.
That's a really an excellent point. I want to emphasize that because, in a sense, it is you're using them to shape your own microbiome. You're not using it to replace your own microbiome, correct? I think that's a subtle point, but an important one.
Yeah, very, very important one. And so if you take a high dose, for example, a lot of people come up to me and they say, my probiotic has 10 or 20 billion bacteria per dose.
How much does yours have?
Dr. O'Hara's only has 600 million. So they think more billion is better. But when you take a high-dose probiotic like that on a regular basis, you may mount an immune system alarm reaction because your body's saying, whoa, there's a whole lot of bacteria that are not innate in our system here. That's a very good point.
Well, it's interesting because, and I have a lot of clinical experience with this, and what I've noticed is that, you know, if you use a lot of different probiotics and patients come in on their own probiotics, and sometimes it clicks and sometimes patients have an adverse reaction to probiotics. And it seems, to some extent, an individualized phenomenon. It seems that there are different types of patterns of gut bacteria or immune system hardwiring in the gut, where you might get a different reaction. So one, you know, when one man's meat is another man's poison, or one man's beneficial probiotic may be deleterious to another.
You're right, and this is the point that I brought up at a conference just a week ago in San Diego at a probiotic conference. I asked the question: in the future, won't we find out more specifically that maybe certain strains of probiotics are better for one individual than another?
Yes,
because we're finding out about biochemical individuality and everybody's uniqueness, and so one strain doesn't fit all. But with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 producing glutathione, glutathione does fit all. It is important for everyone. And a couple more points about the RegActive products.
Sure.
Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is acid stable. So
I was going to ask because, you know, there's this whole question. Can you take it with food or should you take it away from food? Some people say with food because it buffers the acidity that might destroy the probiotic. What's the story?
Well, ME3 is acid stable. So it survives transit through the stomach. It can be taken with or without food. It does not need to be refrigerated. So it's a really user-friendly product. You don't have to worry about it with any other considerations. You can take it any time of the day.
Also, you know, a concern about safety. I mean, you say that this has actually been evaluated since 1995. Europeans and researchers have a lot of experience with this.
Yes, and we have never found an adverse reaction to it. Glutathione is a natural substance, so you're taking something that's producing an innate substance. It's almost like vitamin C and vitamin E and, you know, natural substances, essential nutrients are critical for your well-being, and this is producing one of the most critical essential compounds in your body.
Okay, so if you got any pull with the folks at Essential Formulas, tell them to send over 10 gross of the RegActive formula, please. Is there a professional formula that doctors offer, or is it just the three versions that you mentioned?
At this point, we don't have a professional formula. We just have the three RegActive products, the Detox and Liver Health, Immune and Vitality, and Cardio Wellness.
Okay, in the meantime, I'll just tell them to go to the stores and get it. What's the deal on that? It's available. Has it been launched? Is it available in stores yet?
It has been launched. We're distributing it to health food stores and vitamin shops around the country. And if your listeners ask at their store and it's not being carried, please either call Essential Formulas or ask the owners or employees in the health food store or vitamin shop to call Essential Formulas and start carrying it because it's a critical new breakthrough probiotic.
No, I really am impressed with the research and anxious to try it with my patients. And so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Is there a web page or a site that
can go
gives
to
more information?
EssentialFormulas.com, and we've got a tab on the website that is specific for the new RegActive products.
Okay, well, congratulations. I think you're really onto something very exciting, and I appreciate you sharing with our listeners the new advances.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. I always enjoy my time talking with you and your listeners. And if you want to do a little clinical trial on this, I'd be more than happy to be involved with you.
Well, I think it's always good to do a clinical trial on something very specific. You know, you can't just ask people, well, you feel good taking this? Because, you know, we do a lot of things and there's a placebo effect. But if we look at a number like the oxidized LDL pre and post, I think that, you know, that's a good basis for a study. I think that would be really
useful. Well, and another thing, one step farther, is that we could do a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. We could put the RegActive in an unmarked capsule and have a placebo in an unmarked capsule and give it to clients and monitor things, and that would be another way to do the study.
Let's sharpen our pencils. I think that's a great
idea.
I got the patients, and you know, you got the material, and we've got you know, the scientific expertise. I think we could pull it off. Thanks very much for joining us. It's a pleasure, as usual. And once again, the website, give it to us, please.
www.essentialformulas.com.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Ross Pelton, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.